This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It's Tuesday. Tuesday, Fat Boy. Remember, it's Tuesday.
May
27th, 2025.
Just throws me off.
Don't forget.
Same here. It's like, I mean, glad to have the day off. It's weird to have the day off, in a sense.
Yeah, it was.
I don't know if it's funny. It's just a thing, I'll tell you. So, my grandson, who is 3.
Thank you.
Yes, well. thank you.
He's having terrible twos?
It goes to the 3s, too. Blaked up 4s? I don't know. Did they go that far with it?
Oh, my God. Hopefully not.
He's an effed up 4-year-old. No. So... had a little luncheon or whatever for Memorial Day. That's when you really got to like slow down and say, at least for me, Memorial Day.
Yeah,
you want to give it its literal pomp and circumstance.
Yeah, you want to give it its due because
Memorial Day.
Believe me, people know if you mess up anything Memorial Day related, like I did.
Yeah, Memorial.
Memorial Day.
Memorial Day. You like people are just almost like
what are you doing for Memorial?
What are you doing? We're going up North Carolina.
You gonna do some drugs and
we're gonna eat and we're gonna gamble and we're gonna do drugs.
We're gonna toot a little and now Mother River.
Oh man, my internet's down.
Minerness.
Minerness.
That's
down.
Awful.
How's your arms doing?
Your arms.
So arms. My daughter had him, dressed in red, white, and blue, like it was. And so, just get in the mind of a 3-year-old. So he's wearing the red, white, and blue. And yes, this is his 3rd one. But does he remember the first two? No, actually, this would be his going on. Well, he's 3 and a half. So anyway.
He ain't gonna remember this one in a couple of years.
Let's not say that.
He just don't care.
But so. I mean, you associate childhood stuff, at least I do, with special events like birthdays and Christmas and stuff, like almost only.
Yeah.
Like just those summer days where they just like flew by and like I don't remember much of that at all. Not because I was doing anything bad. It's just nothing memorable happened.
God, you're right, though. Like this event, like for me, OJ trial was
the news. Summer. Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Stopped the world, basically.
So he's getting in that point where he's asking questions and I always just like within reason tell the truth when he asked stuff. So he remembered 4th of July. So he's thinking in his head and so I said it's not 4th of July because that's not July yet. That's when we celebrate Independence Day. And then, so he's like, it's like Memorial Day is when we, I sound like I'm like a school teacher right now, don't I? Do I sound like a school teacher? Whitney College got me internet. So
internet's down.
So I said, like, no, this is the day I forget the kid word I used for it, but we pay respect and honor those that lost their lives for the freedom that we will celebrate in July.
Yeah.
And so you got to think of what just happened. So he's like, I should wear black. Oh. I was like, do what? And he's like, Because the soldiers are there with Mimi in heaven now. And when her funeral, we wore black.
He's pretty smart.
I know. I was
to
like...
To equate the two.
Wow. You were just like a brilliant child. You remind me a lot of your grandfather. Uh-huh. You really do.
That's the way they catch on.
He just really like caught on. And he's like... So now he's like thinking about just... I can just see his mind just going... like. So he's thinking of... All the people. So, as we're talking, and I'm paraphrasing a lot of this because this was literally like a 15-20 minute thing. At the end, when we're kind of, you know, closing her up or whatever, he says, "So, why do we wait?" And this, I'm telling you, 3.5-year-old. Why are we waiting to July? Which I'd explained to him was like 2-3 more months. I don't remember. Is it 2 or 3 more months? Let's see. Is it February? No, let's see. May, June. It's like 2 months. Mm. Right. Ish. And I was like, you know, that's a very good point. So I looked it up online and told him, and you could tell he did not understand a word I was saying about why we waited so many years later to actually start Memorial Day. And but yeah, it was a very kind of little interesting thing where he was like, oh, okay, so they're all up there. But then the other thing came from it is he didn't say why do people have parties and cookouts to do this, but like
barbecues.
He was just like, you could tell he didn't understand why today everybody's acting all whoop-de-doo. But also, it's a solemn day. Like, nobody was acting whoop-de-doo and shooting fireworks at my mom's funeral, is what he was thinking.
What if you said barbecues? Would you have spanked him on the spot instead of grilling out?
Well, treat him like an animal that's acting bad. You lock him in the barn overnight.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. You know how that would have been handled back in the day? You know, your role, you wouldn't have explained it to him. You would have said, talk to your mama.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk to your mama. I'll tell you when you get older.
Oh, yeah. He did a little painting of the flag and everything.
That's sweet.
Yeah.
Did you tell him that it began to honor fallen soldiers from the Civil War?
Well, it's funny because that was the rebel flag that he drew.
That would be my favorite.
He passes it on the way home.
It was a big flag.
In 67, it changed.
It's either that or tell him that the peach is the flag. Yeah. I don't know.
You have to pass the gloves down to him.
My brother always had his flag that he... flu in right. California.
That blows my mind.
Just like
a Confederate flag in California. It's like you don't have a dog in the fight.
No, he had it. Someone actually stole it from him. He had a big, huge Confederate flag.
They might have
flag.
Taken it from him, not like, it stolen it. They might have said, "You don't need this out here, man."
He had it on his wall, and I go into his house. I go, "But okay, you have it in your kitchen. What is that? What does that say for you?"
In the kitchen.
Yeah.
Wow. It was the only flag I cook under, by God.
Was it like it was like some kind of trivet or something?
It
like
was a huge flag that he had hanging on the wall in the kitchen.
Dang it, man.
You got to be careful out there saying that. You got somebody misheard you if you say big flag.
Oh, yes.
He had it in his bedroom over his bed for many years. No, he's like, okay, we get it. You miss the South. But really?
Yeah,
really? He has a big eagle that my stepfather gave him.
Like with... That was just more of a sign of like being a rebellious person then, though, right? Like Skinner, they used it a lot.
Yeah.
No, he loved Southern rock. He loved the South.
It just doesn't always.
It
doesn't always translate to one particular in our minds. Like it goes to one particular thing, and that's just the way the '90s did it to us.
Skinner.
It just goes to like. It's a subtle little reminder to let you know where I stand on things. That's way a lot of people would always look at it.
No, with him, it was just he loved Southern rock. He liked anything.
Just imagine you're a bar at Myrtle Beach and you can't put on there anymore that certain people aren't allowed. Yeah. But your back of your shirt has that flag on it.
Love it.
You know
what? He always said, like,
we're not flying the flag. That's a shirt at our gift shop, sir.
Oh, sex, wax, and the great shirts that you'd always get at Myrtle Beach.
Of course, I was talking about the Bowery.
My brother would get all that, like, you know, if you can read this, she fell off or whatever the motorcycle stuff.
You probably got Big Johnson shirts, too.
Yes, those. Oh, my God.
The big Johnson golf shirt that says hit 18 holes in one night.
I never wore any of those shirts that said do anything naked. I mean, I was fat as hell. Like, I wasn't going to wear party naked, surf naked. No, I didn't even have a real surf style damn windbreaker.
Party naked.
Off brand.
Oh, wait, there was.
Remember surf? That's like surf style. Why would I wear anything that's got surfing related even written on it? No, I mean, that's stupid. That's just dumb.
On the beat up car that was given to him that he wrote, that he drove in, it says, ass, grass, or pass. Nobody rides for free.
Jeez. That's a good one.
That was him.
I'm surprised the way you went up and down these roads, Fat Boys, a former van driver, you didn't hear that.
God. I probably saw the sign somewhere.
Edith probably has that on her forearm tattooed.
All that stuff he knew he got from Myrtle Beach, he wouldn't have got that from any place in California.
They didn't have like cool t-shirts and stuff out there?
They did, but I think most of the stuff he got from the beach here.
So who gets credited with party naked or surf naked or whatever the other one was?
You might have to look that one up. I don't remember that one as
surf
much.
Surf is probably California.
It was always party naked, you know? It was always about being nude. Like, people used to streak for fun. People didn't even do it for their get-offs. They would just do it to, ha-ha, pranks on you. I just drove by and mooned you, or aha, made you look at my ding-a-ling. Just cute little things. And now it's like all, you know, dudes are sitting there manipulating themselves in public or trying to pick up kids, weird, nasty, gross people.
Wow.
But then back in the day, though, it's just like, oh. But now it's like vote or die.
Oh, yeah.
Vote or die.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he was serious about anything at that age.
Everybody was just like, do it naked. Relax, Frankie. Remember that?
What movie was that? Shower with a friend.
That was a song.
Conserve water. That was ours when we were growing up. Conserve water, shower with a friend.
Relax. Don't do it. Was that an anti-sex song?
Frankie goes, somebody wore that shirt in a movie and I can't remember.
Frankie says relax. Yeah, I don't remember pop culturally where that came in.
Text, and don't be mean about it when you text. If I forget where it's from.
Well, it's not Monday, so they won't be. but hopefully they wouldn't mean yesterday on Memorial Day.
Oh, they were.
Memorial Day.
But, you know, that comes with the territory.
Memorial.
I was reminded, you know, if you didn't have, you know, the difference between Veterans Day and Memorial Day. I was reminded by a bunch of people, so I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah.
I get it.
I knew that growing up for sure.
That's where the infighting starts.
So I'm like, I'll just delete this. Veterans, so I don't have to hear it.
They're alive. Memorial Day, they've passed.
Yep. Somehow you can't remember it or celebrate it without people getting upset. But those people are always like, you know, they're always the ones that point out wrongs.
Well, yeah. But
do-gooders,
I mean,
people say.
Maybe it's because of where we are in the country, but I didn't really hear any Pacific Islander Americans getting pissed off. Nobody brought up their Heritage Month.
No. I forgot all about it again.
Well, yeah.
Well, you must not have a lot of streaming platforms, because that's how I always know. I do. Like, oh, gay voices. It must be LBGD. Oh, black cinema. It must be Black History Month. And it was like they dial into that stuff. Like, all right, what can we do? What's a different tier we can put on our streaming platform? Black voices.
That's what I found out what Black Box was. I think that's what it's called. It's a streaming platform of just black TV shows.
See, no, that's looked at very odd to me.
Yeah.
It's very odd, because is it saying, I hate what people? I hate them. I mean, I hate them. And there's the occasional honky girl that probably would only watch it. You know, she's only into, yeah, whatever. It's just kind of odd how that separates. But then, you know. But then you go to the opposite end where you have the guy says, where's White History Month at, dude?
Oh, yeah, that's always one of those.
It's always that. Where's Men's History Month, huh?
Do you know if the...
You know, you always hear that. I mean, it's so freaking random. It's like, I want my voice.
Well, everything's like broken down, right? So you got an app of just British shows. But then I was thinking, like, wasn't there like a gay radio, like...
Initiative
TV. Type?
God, what was it called?
But did it go away?
Yeah, it got like...
I can't remember.
Like, oh.
Well, the company's probably going to be mad. I don't remember.
Air America.
No, it was like official, like, I don't know, like some stations that were called just like gay radio stations. Like, that's what they were.
TLC?
Yeah, I don't know.
Which one was the one that did the Queer Eye, if I may say?
Oh, what was that, PBS?
No, TLC, I think. I think that was the one who...
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I've been RFD TV. I can't remember.
RFD TV.
Let's go back and look.
Was that during the time of all the, you know, real life stuff?
Swapping wives and swapping garages.
I got tired of that reality, unreal TV real quick.
I think the world did.
I think because I had a husband that liked to watch too much of it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, everybody wants to talk about the Doug Dynasty reboot, but I don't know how that's going to be as good as it was the first time around, you know?
Yeah.
Just can't go to the well too many times with these shows.
Didn't one of the main characters just pass?
Yeah, but I mean, like, it's like, what's even the angle?
I'm wearing this jacket today in honor of Phil.
Like, we're still making duck calls. Check us out. What have you guys been doing since we last saw you? Well, we've been making duck calls. Yeah, my daughter's been getting pregnant left and right.
Like, is there not an app for that now? Like, you can just hit a duck call on your phone?
It's got to be. God, they should have made one if they were smart about it.
An anonymous person just texted in and said the gay TV channel is Bravo.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was like a whole radio initiative for it, but maybe that went away.
I think the Air America thing, but that might have just been like left stuff, not just through the filter of... Is there like a gay conservative radio show?
Oh, you'd never hear it. Not around here, at least. No, they're like, that didn't happen. That's not going on. Stop it.
Was there ever like Southern California Baptist page? I know we had Southern Baptist. Was there a Southern California Baptist convention?
I'm sure there is.
Was there a Northern Baptist convention? Like up north?
God, is a SoCal accent like a Southern accent? Because they're both Southern.
There's rednecks everywhere, I can tell you that.
You know how we communicate with them is with Hang Loose. They think we're going to surf. We're like Spurs
picking.
You've been to, like, both of you have been to Los Angeles. Is there a Walmart there?
Yeah.
Do they exist? Really?
There's a Walmart in every town.
I mean, I didn't see it, but really, I didn't have the stars, the map of the Walmarts. I had the map of the stars homes.
I thought it was all Erewhon and nothing
when
else.
When you're in the plane, they point it down, and there is the Pasadena Walmart.
We'll share it with you. The W in the Hollywood sign is actually a Walmart. It's so you remember when you see the W, you drive up Hollywood Hills and park and then hike down.
I thought that was a new hotel. It's been there since the 80s at least.
I stayed at that hotel, the W.
That's where you met old moron
Seth Meyers.
Stupid dickhead.
It was right across the street from the Chinese theater. I believe I can say that. I believe that's what it's called, in fact, the Chinese theater.
It really is.
Yeah. It was right at, you know, and up there. I had a pool on the roof before everybody did. You know, it was a cool time. It was real good.
It'd be interesting to hear that conversation if you met him again.
Would I speak this time?
Yeah, like...
I don't like your politics, buddy.
Buddy, like, yeah, could you relax, man? A little bit?
What do you mean? Oh, him?
Yeah, like, he's like Jimmy Kimmel, you know. And look, you could say it for some on the other side, too. It's just...
Oh, yeah.
When that's your daily life, like, it consumes you that much daily, like, you got to relax. Because you can't do anything about it.
No.
Even if you have a voice, you're just one dude. That's why I tell some of my friends, like, you're going to drive yourself mad for the next 3.5 years at this point.
Well, let's do it for 3.5 hours together. Trevor Sills mad.
He's like, I know you're a woman and you might not like Trump, but I mean, come on. You're going to drive yourself nuts for the rest of his term. Every day. Politics in general.
It's a male or a female?
Well, both, one of each.
Oh, okay.
But if that's your everyday life, posting political stuff?
Do they have any other, are they an ally toward any particular, they have any other activism that they go after? Because those two kind of go hand in hand, I've seen.
Yeah, not really that I've noticed. It's just mainly just political. But you know what, they're the kinds that go protest and this, that, and the other, and like too active of a role.
It just seems some of them are so I have friends that are so negative that I can't even listen to what they have to say. on both sides.
Like, yeah. You can't influence people that way.
She's talking about you, Tina.
No.
Sweet tea, she's talking about you.
Talking about you, others.
No, she's telling me don't say it. Well, I'm going to say it, Paige. She needs to hear it.
No, it's not her 50. At all.
I know she wanted Kamala to win.
No, she didn't.
Talking about you, Jimmy.
Okay.
Neither one of them.
So happy Monday.
These are acquaintances, friends on the internet.
I want to argue about something. No, not argue. I want to present an argument today about zippers. I want to talk about that later.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like them when they come down.
Damn. Look at that. I was going to say, I don't know if you can say that anymore, but I know what we're talking about now. Yeah. That's fun.
You'd like it when they come down.
I'm just kidding.
She's loose.
I'm not wearing one today.
God.
A zipper.
Oh.
You look how nonchalantly she says it, all horned up.
I know. Oh, Lord. Like, do women with big butts, like women with huge hooters, always say, man, first thing, I hate to talk like a man when I say it, but man,
first thing
I want to do when I get home is take off my bra. Like, do women with big butts say, I just want to get home and take my panties off?
I want to take my spanks off. God.
Probably, you know the song.
It's different. It's different if you pay for those. If you pay for your breasts or your butt, you just want to show them all the time, and I don't understand.
But the song says, if they got a big butt, they cannot lie. So
yeah, oh, that's true. They're trustworthy people. They are.
Okay.
I got a big butt, and I cannot lie.
Today's show brought to you by the word lube for these conversations that are going to get it uncomfortable later. They really are when we talk about zippers.
Water-based.
And that's kind of a swerve. It's not the ones near your nether regions.
Sometimes they're hard to zip up if you've gained weight.
Yes. Sometimes you try to zip them down so fast you break the zipper, and then it's like halfway through, and then you're thinking, God, I need to take a dump right now, but I want to get a Beans and Franks situation going
that
on.
That has never occurred.
Banks and Franks.
Get a goob in the zip.
never zipped a goob, but I'll try.
What?
Well, you know what?
You never zipped a goob. God, I'm writing that down, woman.
Never
zipped a goob. Well, I can say that I never have either. I have toilet seated a goob before, though, when I was like 3.5, 4 years old.
Oh, that makes it worse. Don't say the age.
Yeah. Well, you're thinking about young naked me right now, so you're the gross one. Paige, what are you working on in the plex?
Well, this guy learned this lesson the hard time. If you go to work, you better put your pants on.
You have to. Yeah. I mean, generally speaking, unless you work at a script club.
I'll tell you what happens next.
I mean, you got to show up. You can't show up naked. No. Make no money.
Well, you can't drop your pants once you get here either.
No.
You got to be wearing them the whole time.
You can't.
Well, in the bathroom.
If you've ever zipped a goob, 1-800-774-0093. We will break in with headlines.
Take a poll.
If you ever zipped a goob, your comments and headlines next. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Go.
Rise, guys, rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
I'm Paige, and headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric.
Paige reminds you she's never zipped a goob before.
Never have.
Well, I hope those listening will keep that same mantra going.
Yes, but you don't have to hand me one to zip. It has to be natural.
And don't reverse that on us and go goob zipper. That's not cool.
Don't do it. Don't have a trick zipper, too, where it just pops out from the bottom.
Yeah.
Might not get it back.
I did have a dress that I had to zip up once.
From the side?
Front zipper's dress.
Wait.
Front zipper's dress.
It goes all the way down the front?
Yeah, it was down to the front. It was a blue leather dress that zipped up in the front.
My God, were you dating Eddie Murphy?
No, it was North Beach leather, and I didn't think I was going to be able to fit in it.
Oh, from NorCal.
And I fitted it.
Fitted it in.
Good fit.
Can you imagine trying to go up the front there with the zipper?
I could barely breathe when I walked in the dress, but
I can't now.
It's okay. I can barely breathe
I
now.
I can't now.
What if you just barely just like undo the zipper and it just like wow?
You could have zipped a nip.
I could have.
Zipper, really zipper, and nipper.
God, probably.
Could have been a big zip and nip. It could be like a throwing a football through a fence.
I really wish I would have kept that dress, but it wasn't mine.
Oh. So,
anyways. Well. Well.
Wow. Got something similar on TV.
Yeah.
A man in the UK, he was fired after what he did at work. He was working from home at the time. And you ever get a virtual call?
Yeah, I'd send those to voicemail.
Yeah.
Not since people got those mouse jigglers. They don't get calls anymore.
Well, a man in the UK, he did that, and he took this virtual call. But he wasn't wearing pants. And to make matters even worse, he wasn't wearing underwear either.
Nice. Oof.
I got no undies.
So, he didn't just forget that he wasn't wearing pants or mistakenly think that he had his camera off. He needed to adjust a computer cord, so he leaned forward and partially folded his laptop to deal with it. And at that point, the camera pointed down, revealing every little naughty part he had.
Who sits naked in their house, though? And except for a nudist, I would imagine. But like just some sitting there like on your couch naked?
Because it's comfortable, I guess.
I guess young people that just get married for the first time.
I guess. How old was the person? Does it say?
It doesn't say.
What about the girth? Does it say?
Does it say if he was larger?
Nice.
Well, so you don't got no pants on.
We don't know.
Was it Flash Funk by chance?
Oh, too cold.
Initially, he admitted his mistake, but when he realized how much trouble he was in, he tried to claim he was wearing nude color underwear, which I do make that, but not for men, I don't think.
Plus, they don't paint the public hairs on it either.
And criticized the call for happening on his day off. Like, he should have been calling because I have the right to be naked in my house if I so choose to be.
Well, see you, Willie.
Paige has an apron that she puts on, and it's supposed to look like a naked woman, but it's actually small breasts because she hates her boobs.
I do.
I almost called them your tubies. How funny is that?
If I get them taken away, I would right now.
It's the channel you watch free movies on.
At any event, his company didn't buy his explanation for being naked.
Yeah.
And they dumped him. And they tried to sue them over for wrongful termination. But the case got thrown out because you just don't take a call.
So he was Porky Pigging it. Like, he was wearing like a dress shirt, but with nothing else on.
Yeah.
I wonder on the news.
I guess.
Those few camera people that work in the news, text us. Is Goldsmith and others wearing pants up there behind the counter?
Yeah, like, are you wearing a full suit?
Right. Now, like the weather people, Perella and others, they have to because they show the full body.
They always dress very well, though. I know Perella does.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You know, they have people.
They used to skater skateboards.
Stylists that help them.
Paul Perella.
Makeup artists that help them.
Right.
They look good.
Yeah, they
never.
We just do all this good looking on our own. We have no team here.
You have no team? You don't have a glam squad?
No, I'm a heterosexual.
We do it ourselves.
I got a man squad.
I see your glam squad. God. Your entourage.
That's right.
You just stand there and you get dressed in the morning.
All right, you've talked me into it. I'm going to make this meme about you.
Do you remember? What? Do you remember this guy who didn't change the name on his Zoom display when he had a court date? I found the audio.
Then we'll bring this fool in. Good morning, sir. What's your name?
Nathaniel Saxon, sir.
Your name's not Butt 3000, you yo-ho. Logging into my court with that as your screen name? What kind of idiot logs into court like that? What's your name again?
Nathaniel Saxon, sir, but I don't believe that I typed anything like that in.
Well, that's what it says.
I apologize. That's just not.
Yeah, me. You should. I'll put you in the waiting room. You can sit in limbo for a while and think about what you call yourself online.
This was like in a room full of like Zoom people, and he was Bud Effer 3000.
Effer. I was thinking it might have been Plug.
For real?
It was his court name.
Damn.
The judge, knowing that's not his name, asked him, is that your name, sir?
Never borrow your roommate's laptop.
Never rub another man's rhubarb either.
No. And don't do that with your daddy.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm Paige. There's your Rise Guys headlines.
It's the 11th commandment, Paige.
It really is.
It's in the New Testament.
And then when you use that as a insult to somebody, they're really shocked. Like, why would I even think about doing that? I'm like, well, that's why I said it. Like, somebody says something you don't like on Facebook, you're like, well, he probably rubs eggplant emojis with his daddy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but you can't reverse those. They've only got the eggplant going the one direction.
Yep.
It's like fists. They'll get fists going both directions. Thumbs going both directions. But not that. It's odd, isn't it? Very strange. Paige, thank you.
Odd. Peculiar.
Also, many of you yesterday were finding out for the first time, that's the salute emoji. Many of you were using it for racist tactics.
Yeah, don't do it. Yeah, they don't make racist emojis.
Yeah. Paige, again, thank you. Fat Boy, what is up in sports?
We got an update on JR's status, so we'll pass along what he told everybody else.
So I saw this morning that they dumped out on Pat McAfee wishing him well wishes last night on Raw.
Yeah, I saw that. Like, did they really do that? Or like,
I think Sportskeeda, I think, said that. Sportskeeda. So you got all the opportunities in the world. Come up with any name, you Sportskeeda.
They showing McAfee's wife a lot. She's hot, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't tell if she's Asian or not, but she's got a big butt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, I'll Google that.
She got
all that working for.
She got an arm tattoo, too.
She has an arm tattoo?
Some chicks that have the, like, every guy's got the arm tattoos, but the chicks that have them.
Oh, from, like,
that?
The bicep?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it goes, like, Samoan all the way across her boob and her nipple.
I like how we've been told. I'd say it right now. It's Samoan.
Samoan.
It's not Samoan.
No,
it's
Samoan.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We'll find out about whatever it was he just said next in your Rise Guys Sports. Good morning.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear him argue.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sports brought to you by Bojangles. This day in sports history, way back in 1993, this Atlanta Brave ended his career. He hit 398 home runs. Two-time MVP.
What year?
1993.
Dale Bryan Murphy.
It is Dale Murphy. Still not in the Hall of Fame.
No.
A lot of people don't think he's going to get there.
Why not?
I couldn't even tell you. He should be, huh?
It's a very good question. Why? I mean, 2 years in a row.
Didn't he have perfect attendance?
Oh my God.
You're thinking of Cal.
Oh, Cal
Edwin
Ripken. Okay, never mind.
Little dinosaur dropkick. You like old Gooner?
I don't know.
He never zipped a goob. Spoiler.
Never have, never have. So, JR, we know that he announced that he has colon cancer.
Oh, bless him.
Well, he's having surgery today. I just saw him tweet, actually, 20 minutes ago. He's in the hospital ready to go. So, he says he's not going to retire. This is not going to take anything out of his daily schedule.
Wonder what that is, though. Like, and I really don't know his day-to-day work. I know he still works for AEW. I know he pops in on main events, but I mean, when do you when do you tell somebody, like, I mean, it's pretty important. Of course, he's been a lot better. I mean, the guy's got Bell's palsy and now this, and
he's hoping to still work the major events for AEW. Was doing the gold matches, but you know what? I hate saying this, like, when Dax is a great guest, you know, Dash and all those guys, and really good, but you just, you wish they'd come back to, you know, the main promotion. You wish everybody would come back to WWE at some point and just, and look, I know you might have been miserable there, but that's where I want to see you thrive. Like, come on back. It's very hard for me to get into AEW with what's going on. And that, I couldn't tell you what's going on.
It's kind of inconsistent, to be honest with you. I mean, it really is.
I mean, I watch wrestling because it's wrestling, but
yeah.
I mean, luckily, I realize they don't really have payoffs. They got their pay-per-views they pay off with, but that model now is outdated. Like, I'm not going to pay $40-$50 for pay-per-view. I mean,
go to Dave and Buster's and watch it for free.
I pay $4 a month for Peacock or whatever it is and get WWE PLEs.
Yeah. But, oh, crap. Know. I forgot about the main event on Saturday. Do you watch that?
I kind of forgot about it, too.
Oh, yeah.
But I got it on the DVR if I want to go back and watch
yeah.
it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm so spoiled now, I don't watch Raw live. I got to go back when my scrubber's working. Because you got to figure out a way to fix the live scrubber.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Netflix, for sure.
Because I'm not watching every match.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard for me to keep up with you women. You got a lot of good women, but you got a lot of them.
Also, there's like a big influx. I know they just picked up AAA, which is the Mexican wrestling dynasty. They just picked, yeah. But like they're mixing a lot of that in now, and I'm like, man, I just don't know who these fellers are.
You got to build them up to me, you know, because I'm just now the God dang it, what is it? What is the Gable alter?
Chad, Grande Americano.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Like, work him in a little more. I'm just now getting used to Penta. You know, you got these other ones you're going to bring in. And
oh, no, see, I knew him from AEW. I mean, he and Ray Phoenix are brothers. They're the Lucha Bros.
God.
Yeah.
It's just the stuff for me to Zero. Keep up with.
I love the way he gives high fives to people. He just does, like,
just
it's
little.
A little bit of Orange Cassidy with Orange. The fist bump, but it's also like the M upside down, you know? I guess it'd be a W upside down. It's an M. You give fist bump to him that way.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably some ancient hand gesture that's summoning a devil.
Yeah, I hope it's not anything
deity
bad.
That's gonna.
Yeah.
Also, Fox
steal your soul.
Set a record for a viewership for the Indy 500.
That was with the Blackhawks helicopters kicking it off, right?
Was that? Yeah, I think it was.
That was. I saw.
That was Charlotte, I think. I don't think it was in Indy, was it?
I thought it was the F1.
I saw the guy wrecked before the race. Was you dummy?
No.
He's warming up his tires, and then he hits the wall like a moron before the race started. He's out.
Was it an Andretti type?
No, but he didn't last long.
Yeah.
One of the Andretti's went out early in the race.
Is this the one got the Hamilton? Lewis?
That's a different series I found.
Oh, out. It is?
Yeah, that's
wow.
F1. F1 and IndyCar are different.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I thought that was the same.
Which I think, you know, F1 is more road courses and stuff like that.
So is that like LIV versus PGA?
Pretty much, essentially. Oh,
okay. I
didn't know there was a whole day of racing. They had the Grand Prix in Monaco early in the morning.
It's a pretty, yeah.
Ricky Harden's probably watching all this stuff, you know.
Yeah, like why was the candy that we would eat back in the day, why were they not called Sprix?
Or Bratches.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, it was Spree. But then Pre is Prix.
Stupid people.
Is that why we say it? Because now over here, pricks means something else. Like, oh, the Grand Prix. Oh.
Plus, who's the big F1 driver? Mm. Leonard Hamilton, right?
It's not Lewis. I said Lewis. Leonard.
Laird?
Lewis.
Lewis, okay.
Lewis Hamilton.
I got to learn him because I want you to collect his card.
That's the only reason I know him, because of his card. No crap.
Boy, out of here.
Yeah, he had that one-on-one that went for so much money. It's like, God bless. Like, who would do that?
He'd start busting his packs, maybe get an Audi.
Yeah, but I never even see them for sale anywhere. Nor am I looking, so I guess. Yeah. I know, like, the Pokemon stuff. Like, there's a big I'll tell you that in a commercial later, but there's a big Pokemon release that, like, Travis has had to put one per family. Not just one per person, one per family. Yeah, dude.
You're going to have people faking, you know, making up families.
How about people coming in there with, like, from all over, like, different. Obviously, you can't judge the tag about where they're from, but, like, people just coming all over just buying that stuff just to resell. Like, crazy.
I don't get that. Why limit? If you sell out, then that's good for you, right?
Because you want to take care of the people who you know, are good customers. You don't want somebody coming in to resell it all.
I'd say, ha!
I don't know why Walmart and those shows so much give a damn about it.
Yeah. They won't eat the tariffs either, so they don't think about you, the customer. Think about that. They could eat it, too, and still make money. Tons of money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, our margins are slim, eh?
But if they,
we don't make any money.
But just, you know, it's, you've got to, you got to remember, though, if they made all them britches and stuff over here, I mean, they'd be like $90 a pair in there.
Plus, how would you know? Like, you know, you got to research what's American made and what's not.
Oh, big time, because, yes, because there's a certain word that is used now that instead of made in America, it doesn't sound, it doesn't roll off the tongue as well. It says assembled in America. Not the same.
Not hoodooing me.
It's not the same.
Are we out of here for real?
Shout out to V Dubs up there in, is that Knoxville or Chattanooga? They have the Volkswagen.
Oh.
I think it's in Chattanooga, actually.
I don't know. Maybe in Oglethorpe. I have to check that out.
Oh, okay.
Is it in Cleveland? Cleveland rocks. Tennessee, not Ohio.
No, Cleveland, Ohio sucks. You think our roads here are crap? They're awful in Cleveland.
Mistake by the lake.
Many others. All right, we'll take a break. We come back. Zipper talk. We're going to talk about zippers.
All right. Here
they are. Many of you are texting some awful text about that. No, it's not about that either. They were thinking it was some kind of tie in to Vietnam or something. Mm-mm. Nope. Not that.
Get your minds out of the gutter.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Sons,
we're
going to
talk about something that most people over the age of 16 know about.
16.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It dropped it low for that one.
Well, ain't that the driver's license thing?
I don't even know anymore.
How much is a stamp these days, guys? How much?
Is it 25 cents?
I don't know. What was the name of that?
That's probably going to go up, too.
Probably so. They're going to have to start shipping them in from other countries, too.
You going to cover your hemorrhage with us buying stamps?
Stickers. You ever try to spell hemorrhage? It's hemorrhagia.
It's like hemorrhoid. You start from there and then...
It auto-fills in like, oh, you talking about you're bleeding or you got something poking out of your rectum.
Oh, my gosh.
Poking out is better than poking in. You know what I'm saying?
I have something to say.
One number does it all. On the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.